Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some reminders about the breaking of new ground. Agriculture producers are reminded to consult with FSA and NRCS before breaking out new ground for production purposes, as doing so will without prior authorization may put a producer's federal farm program benefits in jeopardy. This is especially true for land that must meet highly erodible land, HEL, and wetland conservation, WC, provisions. Producers with HEL-determined soils are required to apply tillage, crop residue, and rotation requirements as specified in their conservation plan. Producers should notify FSA as a first point of contact to conducting land clearing or drainage-type projects to ensure the proposed actions meet compliance criteria, such as clearing any trees to create new cropland. Then these areas will need to be reviewed to ensure such work will not risk your eligibility for benefits. Landowners and operators complete an AD 1026 Highly Erodible Land Conservation, HELC, and Wetland Conservation, WC, certification to identify their proposed action and allow FSA to determine whether a referral to the Natural Resources Conservation Service, NRCS, for further review is necessary. Now, enrollment options for those interested in the CRP program. Producers interested in the Conservation Reserve Program, CRP, are reminded the next general enrollment period began Tuesday, December 1st, and continues through February 26, 2016. Offers submitted during this general 49th enrollment period will be ranked using an environmental benefits index, so all offers submitted nationwide can be viewed on an equal basis. After the close of the sign-up period, the Secretary of Agriculture determines which offers will be accepted. CRP is a federally funded program that assists agriculture producers with the cost of restoring, enhancing, and protecting certain grasses, shrubs, and trees to improve water quality, prevent soil erosion, and reduce the loss of wildlife habitat. Producers enrolled in CRP plant long-term resource-conserving covers to control soil erosion, improve air and water quality, and develop the wildlife habitat. In return, FSA provides participants with rental payments and cost-share assistance. CRP contracts are normally 10 years, but can be up to 15 years in duration. The long-term goal of the CRP program is to reestablish native plant species on marginal agricultural lands for the primary purpose of preventing soil erosion and improving water quality and related benefits of reducing loss of wildlife habitat. Producers with expiring contracts or producers with environmentally sensitive land are encouraged to evaluate their options under CRP. For more information on the FSA conservation programs, check out www.fsa.usda.gov/CRP or consult with your local FSA office. Next, don't forget to update your records. FSA annually cleans up their producer record database. If you have any unreported changes of address or zip code, or an incorrect name or business name on file, those changes need to be reported to your local FSA office. Changes in your farm operation, like the addition of a farm by lease or purchase, need to be reported to your local office as well. To avoid uninterrupted service or any delays in your program payments, producers participating in FSA and NRCS programs are reminded to timely report changes in their farming operation as soon as possible after those changes are made. If you have any updates or corrections that need to be made, please contact your local county FSA office. And now, direct guaranteed and beginning farmer loan financing. Farm Service Agency is committed to providing family farmers with loans to meet their farm financing needs. FSA currently has a variety of direct and guaranteed loans available to assist eligible operations. Farm ownership loans or farm operating loans may be obtained as direct loans for a maximum of up to $300,000. Guaranteed loans have a maximum limit of $1,392,000. In addition to regular direct and guaranteed loans, beginning farmer loans are also available from FSA to assist beginning farmers in financing their agricultural enterprises. For more information about FSA loan programs, loan applications, or other materials, contact our office. And finally, marketing assistance loans. Marketing assistance loans provide financing and marketing assistance for certain agricultural commodities. These loans provide producers interim financing after harvest to help them meet cash flow needs without having to sell their commodities when market prices are typically at harvest time lows. FSA is now accepting requests for 2015 marketing assistance loans for all eligible commodities after harvest. For more information and additional eligibility requirements, please contact your local FSA office. Those producers who currently have taken out marketing assistance loans and who use the Farm Store grain as collateral are reminded that they are responsible for maintaining the quality of the grain throughout the term of the loan. Be certain to maintain adequate airflow in your bins to lessen any chance of spoilage of the Farm Store grain held under loan. In closing, For more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us at the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and Merry Christmas.